Whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. Be our thought. It comes from Romans 10 and 11. It said, the scripture saith, whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. We'll go over and read that for a text here in a minute. And don't be ashamed. I've said this different times. My mama told me once about not being ashamed, and she said that her daddy told them they come home from school when they was children, and they had lies, and they was all tore up about it. Their school teacher, I guess, you know, back in this little room, one-room school buildings, and they told them they had lies, and they'd come home and told their mom and daddy, and their pa told them, they said, there's not a shame in having lies. There's a shame in not doing something about it. And don't be ashamed of the Lord. If you're here today, don't be ashamed to seek the Lord. If you're here today and you've been saved, don't be ashamed to do what the Lord would have you to do. I know a little bit about that. I know a little bit about both of them, just to be honest with you. I know a little bit about when I was lost, being ashamed to seek Him. And I know a little bit about since I've been saved, being ashamed to serve Him. And get up in front of people and doing things. And so I pray today that we'd be able to say something to be a help to somebody. I want to talk about a man that the scripture says came to Jesus by night. And we know this man was a great teacher. We know this man that knew about Jesus. I believe he at least heard about some of the miracles he'd done. Probably saw some of them. But the scripture said he came by night. And I've heard it be said different reasons why he came by night, but I believe it was just simply because he was ashamed. I believe he was ashamed because he knew the Pharisees, his brothers, was going to know that he was coming to this one claiming to be the Messiah that they didn't believe that was the Messiah. So Nicodemus come to him by night, and I believe it was because he was ashamed. And I believe he was afraid he was going to be seen of people. And I want you to know today, you need to quit being afraid about what I may think or what somebody else may think and start worrying about what God knows. I believe that in all my heart. That's what got Peter in trouble. He was worried about what James was going to think instead of worrying about what God knew. And I want you to know today, that's what's going to happen to you. If you're here and lost, if you keep being ashamed to seek the Lord, you're going to die and go to a devil's hell. That's exactly where the devil wants you. Now, I'm not telling you, you got to come to this altar. I'm not telling you, you got to pray right in front of a bunch of people. You'll be saved anywhere, in a toilet, on your couch, in your bed. My daddy-in-law was saved on a groundslide. It don't make no difference on that. But you can't be ashamed. You can't, if you let this altar get in your way of coming and praying, I want you to know that'll become a stumbling block. I've heard Brother Barry say that, and it's true. If you let this crowd here today, I've heard people say, I'm not too interested in joining the church today. I feel like I need to join the church, but it's just a few too many people here today. Listen, don't be ashamed. Just let it, let her roll. Follow God. Do what God would have you to do. And when you get where you'll step on faith, you'll find God will be there and He'll help you through. It said that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. And I want to show at the end of this, if the Lord permits and we get time, how this man changed and how he got willing to come to the Lord in a different way. I don't know exactly when he got saved, but I do believe this man ended up getting saved. But listen, it said he came to Jesus by night. And it's important. And Brother David told us the other night about a timeline. Everything in the Bible, there's a reason it says says it. So he came by night, and there's a reason for that. And he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Then the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and cannot tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master or teacher of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that which we know and testify what we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. I'm making the mistakes we made. That's reading down the 11th verse, and we could, just for the sake of time, we'll stop reading there, but I want to go over to that Romans chapter 10 and verse 11. It says, For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So we find that Nicodemus came to Jesus. He's called him master. He said, No man can do these things except he be of God, these miracles. So he knew about these things. I want you to know that took some believing to come to him. But I want you to know there's a difference in having a mindly belief and having a heart believing to the saving of your soul. So this man believed, Nicodemus believed to a point. I see people come to church all the time, Sunday after Sunday, believing in their mind that there's a Savior, believing in their mind that he's able to save their soul, but yet not willing or too ashamed to seek after him. And that's the way Nicodemus, you can believe it any way you want it. But honey, that's the way I see it. He come by night for a reason. He didn't want nobody to see him coming to this man named Jesus. And that's the reason he came by night. And that's the reason you keep sitting in your seat. You're looking to seek him in darkness, and he's not a man you seek after in darkness. You must seek him in light, because he is light. He said, Seek ye me while the light is with ye. I want you to know you come in darkness being ashamed of him. He says, I'll be ashamed of you. So you sat Sunday after Sunday in your seat, ashamed to seek the Lord. And I want you to know, as long as you're too ashamed to step out on faith, you will never be saved. You say, Well, you don't help me, I can get saved at home. On the grand side, you can be. But honey, if he's dealing with you, you come to him while he's drawing you. No man can come unto him except the Father who sent him. Draw them. And I want you to know, it says, I'll raise him up. I want you to know, if you're going to be raised up, you're going to have to come his way. And you can't do that if you're ashamed of him trying to come by night, trying to do it in secret places. Not too ashamed to step out on faith. And or I want you to realize with a heart, it said right before that at 11th verse, it said, With a heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth a confession is made unto salvation. Listen to me this morning. You've got to be willing to step out on faith. Don't be ashamed of him. I know what it's like to be, honey, I step back here every week. I look out here at a big crowd, and I know I'm fixing to have to get up. I know I'm fixing to have to try to do something I'm not able to do. I know that. I know how it feels. I'm ashamed that I can't read no better. I'm ashamed I can't preach no better. I'm ashamed that I can't speak no better. I'm ashamed of everything about me. But I'm not ashamed of Him. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. I'll preach Him till I fall over dead. Don't be ashamed of Him. If he's trying to draw you to the altar, go to Him instead of going away from Him. And if you've been saved by God's grace and never have stepped out and united with the church because you're ashamed to get in front of people, then that's a crying shame. If God wants you to do something, listen to me, kids. Some of y'all have been saved. You got testimonies. Yeah. Don't be ashamed to stand up and testify. Amen. Amen. 1 Peter 4 and 16. If I can get turned to it, y'all pray for me. Trying to break in a new Bible. Wrong chapter. Wrong page. There it is. Amen. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, and a Christian means a follower of Christ. That means that someone is Christ-like. I want you to know, if you're a follower of Christ, if you're Christ-like, then you will not be ashamed. I want you to know He stood and preached in front of them when He knew what they was going to do to Him. He stood and He preached to them and told them the truth, knowing they was going to hate and despise Him for it. He stood and done what the Father's will. He gave His life, willing to die, even to death of the cross, because He was not ashamed of who He was. And they asked Him, they said, "Art thou the Son of God?" And that's why they finally crucified Him, because He said, "I am." And He found it not robbery to be equal to God. He was not ashamed. And you shouldn't be ashamed, and neither should I. And if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. On other words, in what God's done for you, on the behalf of what He done, that He went and died and suffered on the cross for you, on that behalf, you glorify God in that. How can you do that if you're ashamed to stand up and do anything? I'll wait. I'll just wait till nobody's watching. And then I'll serve God. That's what Nicodemus wanted to do. It's dark enough now, surely. They didn't have street lights back in. He just snuck right on over. You know why? Because he was ashamed. Have you ever been ashamed to serve God? I find a place, a city we're going to, that He won't be ashamed to be our God. You know why He won't be ashamed to be our God, Brother David? Because we no longer will be ashamed of Him. So you're sitting there today. Oh boy, he's talking to me. Am I? I hope I am. I had a man come around through here one time, and he told me, he said, he shook my hand, looked me right in the eye. He said, "Brother Jeff, you stepped on my toes today." I said, "I'm sorry, I missed." He said, "No, you got them." I said, "No, I was aiming at your heart. I want you to know that's what we're trying to get to, is trying to get to the heart of people, that they'd realize the errors of the ways, and you wouldn't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to seek God. Don't be ashamed to serve God. Don't be ashamed. Don't worry about I've heard Brother Barry say this. I've been quoting him a whole lot, but he was right in it. He said, don't worry about what I may think. You might care about what I may think, but don't worry about what I may think. I want you to know you need to seek out God and be concerned about what he thinks about you. Why, sure, you're sitting there and you're saying, I just don't want to do it today. Yeah. Boy, look at all these people. You know what these people would do if you come running to this altar? They'd come running right behind you. They'd come in here and start praying with you. And they'd pat you on the back and tell you, you must be born again. Honey, you must be born again. Jesus probably make it so plain to Nicodemus. And me and Brother Marty was talking one time about how can you explain to people the Spirit. I heard a man say here a while back, he said, I don't believe in nothing that I can't see. He was talking about God. He said, I won't believe in nothing that I can't see. And I wanted to say, I didn't want to be the jerk, but I wanted to say, so bad, do you believe the air that you're breathing? Do you believe it's there? Can you feel it? When you suck it in your lungs, can you feel that? Do you believe in it? I want you to know today, honey, faith is a substance of things we have not seen. I want you to know today, if you're going to believe, you're going to have to believe in him. And you can't see him, but honey, you can feel it. That wind, we can't see it, but we see what it can do. We can feel it. How you go out yonder in the morning. Honey, I'll go out in the morning. It seems like every morning. Here lately, the wind's out of the southwest. I think it's supposed to be out of the north this time of year. But honey, I end up running. I end up going that direction. It hits me right in the face. And honey, when they talk about running against the wind, it is rough. You can feel it. When I was at Rocky Mound, the deacons would get up and ask somebody, instead of doing like we do, we let volunteers take up the offering. I don't see how you brethren do it. I'd sit back there and just pray, please, Lord, please don't let them call on me to pick up the offering. The whole time, I was just scared to death they're going to get up and look at me, and they probably were afraid I'd take the money or something. I don't know, but I don't think they ever asked me. But I was ashamed. That's all it was. I'm going to tell you this, since I've been called to preach, I went to a singing one time and I knew the preacher that was directing the service was going to call on me to dismiss. I knew it. God had done let me know. And you know what I done, Brother David? I got up and went outside. I was called to preach. I ain't telling you this, Douglas. I'm proud of it. It's bothered me ever since that moment. I want you to know. And he come outside and he said, where'd you go? I was going to call on you to dispense. And I said, I know it. And he said, why did you go out? I said, all the people was in there. I didn't want to stand up in front of them and pray in front of all them. Be a grown man called to preach the word of God. Ashamed to stand up and give him the honor and glory he deserves. Don't think I don't know how you feel. I tell you this, too. I know how it's felt ever since then. That's probably been about 18, 19 years ago. And it still haunts me to this day. He don't let me forget it. You'll be ashamed of me. I'll be ashamed of you. At Circle G Barbecue, went in there one day, crammed full of people, working in a hurry. Went up there and got my shoulder played. Mayonnaise slaw and baked beans are good. Went over and sat down, big bunch of people. I ain't going to pray today. So many people here, I ain't going to do it. He said, you be ashamed of me. I'll be ashamed. You know what happened, Brother David? I didn't do my normal, drop my little head and say, thank you, Lord, bless the food. I had to pray. When I got through praying, I raised up, and all them people were standing there going, me a crying, blowing snot. You be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Listen to me, don't be ashamed of the Lord. Amen.
Don't be ashamed if he wants you to testify. Stand up and testify. Give him the honor, glory he deserves. If he needs you to unite with the Lord's church, don't worry about how many people's there. I want you to hop up and do what he'd have you to do. And if you need to seek him and he's drawing you, definitely don't be ashamed. I want you to know that's what the devil will tell you. He's a liar and a father of lies. God will never draw you to do something that he can't help you get through or won't help you get through. Brother Marty read these scriptures this morning. We can find them. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope or confidence of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works of patience, and patience experience, and experience hope or confidence, and hope or confidence make us not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given to us. I want you to know, when you go through trials and troubles and you know God is going to help you, you go through this over and over and you get confidence, you know he's going to help you. I want you to know, sometimes it's hard to just get up and follow God. I know about that. But listen to me, the more you do it, the more you'll see that he'll help you through it. And you won't be ashamed to do what he'd have you to do. Brother Davids, thank you for coming today, brother. Amen. And thank you for coming, teaching us. He's teaching us about a perfect shadow, about the time of Christ come. We're going to see, I'm sure, about the time of his birth, the time of his baptism, the time of his crucifixion, the time of his resurrection. Maybe the time he ascended into heaven. I don't know. I'm sure we'll see all that. Amen. But I want you to know, at the time of Passover, it's when he was crucified. And there was thousands of people. Thousands. All the rulers was there. There was one time Paul, he loved the church of Ephesus. He had to get back to Jerusalem for the feast. I mean, he had to get back. He loved them. He said, I ain't got time to come. If y'all going to see me, you're going to have to come meet me on the way. I've got to get. I want you to know all the leaders. As Marty says, all the big hitters was there that day. Amen. In his Passover. And guess who else was there that day? Guess who else was there that day? There was one named Nicodemus. It was there that day. Sometime or another, something had changed about this man. He didn't care who was there. He didn't care if it was thousands, millions. It didn't make no difference to him how many people were there. I want you to know, whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. I want you to know, this man was no longer ashamed. He had come to know his Savior. I'm fixing to be done. Y'all pray for me just a few more minutes and don't stop in, because I got to go preach soon as we get done here or somewhere else. And they'd crucified him, our Lord, and he'd gave up the ghost. And there was one that come to beg for his body named Joseph. And there was also somebody else with him. And there also was Nicodemus. And I want you to listen to what it says. Pay attention to me what it says. It didn't say the one come to him and he told him you must be born again. It tells you how he come the first time. It says, and there came Nicodemus, which at first came. It said, but first, it said, I came to Jesus by night and brought the mixture of the myrrh and the aloes, about 100 pound in weight. At first, he came by night, but sometime or another, he got to where he was no longer ashamed of Jesus. All those Jews were there. That hillside was full of them. They all came to see it. They come to
get what they wanted, him dead. And I want you to know Nicodemus was there too, but he was no longer ashamed of them. He was no longer afraid of them. He no longer feared what man thought, but he feared God.
You don't think it wasn't a big crowd there when he stepped out there? This is just a drop in the bucket to what it was there that day. But he no longer was ashamed.
Amen.
The same came by night. First, he came by night. But then, he came by light. And if you're going to be saved by God's grace, you can forget coming by night. You're going to have to come by light. I ain't going to quit. Not just yet. I'm going to give you just a little bit more. If I can find it. Then said Jesus, said unto them in the 12th chapter of John 35, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. And he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. And then you know what? It goes on down here in the 42nd and the 43rd verse. And it said, nevertheless among the chief. Let's go to the 40th verse. He that blindeth their eyes and hardened their heart, and they should not see with their eyes and harden their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. These things, alas, when he saw his glory, spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, and many believed on him. Listen, it said many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than they love the praise of God. I want you to know today, if you're sitting here, you're worried about what somebody's thinking instead of what God is thinking. You're ashamed of him. So there were some that believed and then still wouldn't serve him because they was ashamed of him. He's afraid what people, the Pharisees, is going to get put out of the synagogue. Somebody's ashamed of him today. I had to preach this. I can tell you why I had to preach it, because I studied on something else for 5 days to preach here. Amen. And yesterday evening about dinner, he said no.
Amen.
And I said, then what then?
Amen.
And he said, are you ashamed? And boy, I said, I have been, Lord. And there's still times that I'm not where I need to be, if I'll be honest. Are you ashamed? Are you? Is that why you won't seek him? Is it because you're ashamed? Are you ashamed? Is that why you're not united with the church? Are you ashamed? Is that the reason you ain't got up and testified? Are you ashamed? If you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. He said those words to me at Circle G Barbecue. I pray he's saying them to you now. Somebody needs to hear this. I don't know who it is, but somebody needs to hear it. Don't let this crowd hold you back today. Don't let this altar scare you today. Don't be ashamed to seek God. Don't be ashamed to serve God. Don't be ashamed to cry. Don't be ashamed to call out. Don't be ashamed if you've been called to preach and you needed to hear this. Don't be ashamed to preach the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed. I believe Paul talked about a word in Timothy about not being ashamed. That's my little thought. If you're here today and lost, seek him while there's opportunity. If you're here today and you're supposed to unite with this church, come forward and do what he'd have you. If you're here today and you've never testified and you've been saved by God's grace, don't be ashamed to do it today. Give him the honor and glory he deserves. That's my little message.